There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
She asked, as she gazed at the stars, marveling at the depth of the blue night sky. She wondered if she had ever known the woman who lived behind the dark hazel eyes. For even though she recognized fragments of herself, they did not fit together. They could not become whole. Perhaps parts of her life had been nothing more than illusions masquerading as moments in time. Somebody is gazing into the mirror and the lady sees her reflection, but then something was missed. The whole life she had been someone else than what she was, and now as she looks into the mirror, she is trying to find out who she was. Perhaps the whole life was a cover-up. Whole life was an illusion. The whole life was a dream. She thought of herself as something else than what she actually was. The real person is lost. The real, the true, is lost in outside. Names, roles, masks. And then we try to find ourselves. We don't find ourselves. And another is self-awareness. They look very similar and yet are different. Self-consciousness. It's associated with self-ego, while self-awareness is soul consciousness. Even better word than soul consciousness is self-awareness, smriti. Awareness about one's own nature, one's own original nature. Self-consciousness has something to do with ego. There's an ego that surrounds you. You are made up of your face, your position, your status, your money, your looks, your clothes, your relatives. And there is a ring of ego everywhere. That's why they say that this is just the periphery where we exist and it is not our real nature. The real nature is at the center. And the journey of life is the journey to move from periphery to the center. Because Wherever we are now, that's not the center for sure. We have moved away from our own being, our own nature, and we are just moving along this circumference. Name, position, service, duty, relationship, rules, regulations, and everything. Of course, that's necessary, but there should be an attempt to go within again and again. The more you go within yourself, you come out with something in your hand. The more you move towards periphery, you are a loser. But the journey to go within is not so easy, because everything pulls us outside. There are scores of temptations. If you ask somebody to just sit and do nothing, it's so difficult. Just sit for 1 hour and do nothing. We just want to do something. There is a desire to open the book, though you don't want to read, but you just do something. There's a desire to lock the pen and then to unlock it. Again to lock it for no reason. There's a desire to open the newspaper and to a hurried gaze, but nothing to read. You go on, open the window and look outside. You are not waiting for anybody. And yet, screen on, screen off. You want to check and recheck if somebody has remembered you. Everything, each and everything, makes us outward, conscious, extrovert. The journey of spirituality is the journey of introversion. The journey of spirituality is to move within, is to go within, is to explore the uncharted realms of your being. The journey of spirituality is to know, is to understand your own nature, your own attitude, your own being. The journey of spirituality is the journey into the subconscious mind, the deep, because there are layers after layer. If you just see two persons, brother and sister, husband and wife, two friends, their relationship is not so simple. It's so complex. In every one relationship, there are layers after layer, maybe 100 layers. Sometimes they love each other, sometimes they want to kill each other. Sometimes they are ready to die for each other, and sometimes they are ready to take their lives. There are so many layers, and it's all hidden. There's a love and hate relationship. There's an extreme love, but there is an extreme hate. There's a person who wants to do everything for the other person, but the other person slightly moves up, he becomes jealous. So there is a jealousy and sacrifice working together. So every relationship is so complex, so intricate. And why it has become so? Because of lack of self-reflection. Because the mind is the mirror. Thoughts are the dust. The dust have got accumulated on the mirror. And the dust is of varying nature. In the morning, you feel so loveful. In the afternoon, you feel jealous of that person. By evening, you have developed hatred, and at night, you want to kill him. Khalil Gibran had written a poem about a mother and her daughter. They love each other too much. Mother loves the daughter, daughter loves the mother. But they both suffer from one medical issue, somnambulism, walking in sleep. So one night, mother and her daughter, they are sleeping and they start walking and they reach garden. And mother says to her daughter, because of you, I have lost my beauty. Because of you, people don't pay attention to me. You are a curse to me. You should go away from my place. I just hate you. I just don't like your presence. In spite of the fact that you are young now, you don't assist me in my work. And the daughter says, you old woman, first you will get out of this house. I just dislike your presence. My friends come and they don't love your presence. I have become young and you have no plans of marrying me. And by the time it's morning and they come to their consciousness and mother says, oh my daughter, what are you doing? You will feel cold. Come, let's move inside. And daughter says, oh my mother, what are you doing here? You are old, let me take you. And they start loving each other. So during the dream, they were hating. And now they have become conscious. So hatred was hidden in the subconscious mind. Every relationship has so many layers. There is a tribe in Burma. And there is an unusual rule in that tribe. A ruler tribe. But there are no crimes, no murder, no atrocities, no injustice in that tribe. Every person is in peace and harmony. What is the rule? If anybody sees a dream, if a person A sees a dream about B, that A is slapping B in dream, early in the morning he will go to B and ask for forgiveness. He has not done it. It has happened only in the dream. But there is a system of asking for forgiveness. So there are no laws. There is no police. There is no court there. Yet there is no injustice. And they are living in perfect harmony. In dreams, we see what is hidden. What is deep inside. That's why they focus so much on study of dreams. Interpretations of dream. You are sleeping and every day you have one dream. What is that dream? You are running and you are going to the railway station and the train is gone. You have missed it. And you get up every time with fear. So that sanskar of fear is there that makes you insecure, fearful. Even though every time you go and reach on time, but a person is working in the office. But there is a fear every time that I will reach late. And my boss will shout at me. I'll reach late and my boss will shout at me. So there is an increasing fear. That fear is in the subconscious mind. And every night that fear comes out as a dream. So what you are dreaming is linked to your personality. Fear of examination, fear of results. Fear of public insult. You are giving speech and the mic is in front of you and you see so many eyes staring at you and you forget all your mugged up matter. Don't remember anything. You were well prepared, you revised it so many times in front of your friends. And yet when the mic comes and the people are staring at you like this, everything gone. A deep introspection is needed to explore the realm of subconscious. In Murli, we often hear this song, Mukhda. So there is a famous story about Narad. It is mischief monger. Kalah Priya, he is known as. He is perhaps the first journalist on earth. And he loves to see people fighting. If everything is peaceful, he is restless. So he carries spicy news across the kingdoms of gods. He will go everywhere and do something. Once that, he is a devotee of Vishnu. So Vishnu asks him, why you do all this? Why can't you sit quiet? Why you keep on doing such mischiefs all the time? Narada says, I want to test people. If I don't do this, how will I know that they have faith in you? It is just for you, O Lord. I want to test there. So now coming to the story of Narada. So Narada thinks that I must do tapasya and he sits in meditation, goes in silence, reduces his food intake. And then again as usual, Indra He is insecure God. Most insecure. The moment he sees some frail person doing tapasya, some skinny sadhu, so he sends his apsaras to disturb the tapasya. But Narada is very powerful. He will not yield. He is firm. And when all those damsels, those temptations failed, Narada finds, oh, I have become controller of my desires. I have become so powerful. I am a great tapasvi. I am no more that old Bhagat who is simply chanting Narayan. Now I am a different man. So he goes and runs to the abode of Brahma to announce and tell his achievements. I have done this. So many apsaras came and tried to tempt, but I was unshakable. Then he goes to Vishnu. Later on he goes to Shiva. Everyone, he brags of his achievement. I have done this, I have done that. These gods, they sense that he has become egoistic. So they have to do something, some plan. So whilst he is on his way, he finds a huge kingdom. And there is a husband choosing ceremony. The king has a beautiful daughter. Narada enters because he is a rishi. So they welcome him, but now he is dumbstruck. The arrow has stuck his heart. He is enamored by the beauty of that queen, that princess. And he himself wants to marry. So he rushes to the Vishnu and says, Vishnu, you are most handsome God. So I want your beauty for some time, your form. Because I want to win the hand of that princess. Vishnu says, okay, I will do whatever is beneficial for you. Go. So he goes. So he gets the body of deity, but the face of monkey. And he is standing there in Swayamvara. And the Lakshmi is coming and all other persons are mocking at him. He doesn't understand why others are mocking at me. And the Lakshmi doesn't choose him. So he is infuriated. And Lakshmi says, go and see your face. And he goes and sees his face. It's the face of monkey. So this is how Baba relates this story. We have come here to become deity. But at present you are carrying a monkey face. And monkey face means a face which is full of vices, attachment, ego. And the mirror and the water is the gyan. So you need to see into that gyan again and again. Spiritual life is the life of intense self-examination. Spiritual life is the life of intense self-examination. And for that self-examination, you need intense silence. You need nature. The life of a yogi is a solo life of tapasya. The more you retire within yourself, you start to understand your own self, your own patterns, your own dreams, your own hidden desires, your own vasanas. They are so deep, they are so much hidden. Sometimes we can't even see, we can't even reach out. They are at a very, very deeper layer. Soul searching. This is known as soul searching. Life of spirituality is a life of soul searching. Soul searching means you search yourself. You know those CID officers, they make a raid. So also you have to make a raid into your own soul to search. When an inspector comes in the school, when the examiner comes, his aim is to find out faults. When the examination takes place, the team comes and they examine everything. In the similar manner, you should enter into your own soul as a CID officer. As if some hidden thief, some criminal is hiding there deep in the bushes. But your aim is to crack the case. So vices are thieves. Vices are those hidden looters. Life of spiritual life is the life of intense self-examination, intense soul searching, intense looking into the mirror. And what is the way? Silence is the way. What is the way? Reading, writing is the way. Write down your thoughts. Have a diary. And every night, whatever you think, just start jotting down. Whatever is coming in your mind. So this diary writing is one of the important means, ways of understanding your own self. From Monday to Saturday, every night, write whatever happened throughout the day. And every Sunday, then review what happened. How was Monday? How was Tuesday? You write everything as sincerely as possible. Because you are not writing this to give as an article to be published in newspaper or book. You are writing it for your own self. You don't have to show it to anybody. Is it? It is an intrinsically hidden thing, your own thing. To know oneself is the greatest thing. Baba has said once in Avyakta Murli, the moment, the day when you know yourself, you will know me. When you know yourself fully, then that day you will also know me completely. So, look into the mirror. Find. Peep, see, view, review, search, research, investigate yourself.